We got a major problem in this country regarding firearms, gun violence, and its impact on kids. It's become now, well, first of all, it's Gun Violence Awareness Month, an urgent crisis facing America's youth. More kids die from age 1 to 17 in the U.S. because of gun firearm injuries. Leading cause of death. It's kind of crazy. There is a Agree to Agree campaign out there that's offering some help, and we turn to a trauma surgeon at Johns Hopkins University and a gun violence survivor himself, Dr. Joseph Sacrin. Doctor, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Focus Show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Paul.
What happened to you as a gun violence survivor?
Yeah, so you know, I grew up in Northern Virginia. I considered a normal, you know, high school teenager. And at the age of 17, I went from being this, you know, healthy kid that played sports and thought about college to collateral damage after I was shot in the throat with a 38 caliber bullet. And, you know, when something like that, I think, happens to you at such an early age, it really kind of changes your entire trajectory and how you think about life. And in the years that followed, as I healed, I, you know, kind of was really inspired to not only go into medicine, but to become a trauma surgeon so I could give other people the same second chance that I was grateful enough to have.
And well, I'm glad I'm glad you turned that issue into this now to help other people. And before we run out of time, I want you to explain about how the Agree to Agree campaign continues to help Americans. It warns signs that families should look for. It gives practical actions for parents, caregivers, on how to protect their children and teens. Just go for it.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Agree to Agree is a national nonpartisan initiative from the Ad Council that is focused on something that I think about every single day in the trauma bay, which is how do we stop children and teenagers from dying from gunshot wounds? As you pointed out, for four consecutive years, firearm injuries have been the leading cause of death for children and teens in this country. And what this campaign does differently is start from common ground. Gun owners and non-gun owners alike, parents, clinicians, business leaders, I think we all agree that no child should die from a gunshot wound. And the campaign gives people the tools and conversation guides to act on that shared belief right now during Gun Violence Awareness Month. And you can go to agreetoagree.org for obviously more information on that.
Agreetoagree.org. Excellent. And we're going to talk in there. You're going to find information that's very helpful to everyone. Secure firearm storage, how to deal with the moments of crisis and even suicide risk that our youth are following and falling into right now, and the very specific actions that parents or communities even can take to help protect children and teens. I believe in gun ownership, but I do believe there's a tremendous amount of responsibility that comes with gun ownership, and that includes secure firearm storage. Now, Doctor, I've gone a bit further, and people don't like this, but I think if you're everyone should be able to, under the right restrictions, own a gun. That's our right. But I kind of believe people should have to have training, just like we have to have training when we drive a car. I just think it would make more sense if we had safety training every time somebody bought a gun.
And I think, Paul, what you're pointing out is so critical because, look, this is about responsible gun ownership. As I'm sure you know, 80% of gun-owning households agree that safe storage reduces gun violence. And when you think about that, that's not a concession, that's a constituency. The most effective public health movements in history didn't win by making enemies of the people that they needed to reach. They built coalitions. And the way I look at gun owners are not as my adversaries, right? They're part of the solution. They're parents, neighbors, who want their kids safe just as much as anyone else. And so I'm meeting them there, and I think that's important as we think about these complex problems, to think about all the stakeholders that are required to really be able to move that needle forward and ensure that our communities are safer.
Well, I appreciate you taking time, Dr. Joseph Sacrin, who is a trauma surgeon there at Johns Hopkins University, and through your own experience, gun violence, its impact on children and teens. It really is an urgent health and safety crisis, and this is Gun Violence Awareness Month. I wanted him to be able to come on and give us his part of the story, and he is giving us a little ammunition, no pun intended, and that is by going online to agreetoagree.org. You'll learn more about ways that you can help, whether you're a gun owner or a non-gun owner. Agreetoagree.org. And I thank you very much, Dr. Joseph Sacrin. Nice meeting you.
Likewise, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
Trauma surgeon, Johns Hopkins University, and a gun violence survivor. This month, June, which just began, is Gun Violence Awareness Month. We've got another hour to go with you here on WJR.